Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. To the world. Subscribe now to the Hot 97 YouTube channel. It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and
Ladies
Rosenberg.
And gentlemen, Bun B back on the program. Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, Uncle Bun. What's happening, sir? What you got going on?
These burgers. Nothing but these Trill burgers. That's all I'm about right now is these Trill burgers right now. America's best burger.
I was just going to say, thank you for, coming on such short notice. You just got selected as the best burger in America.
Which is
well, not you, but your company, Trill Burgers. You're not the burger, but the burgers that you're making.
Right. And I mean, this all happened relatively fast. You know what I'm saying? We started this brand about 14 months ago, just on a whim. You know, a good friend of mine, Andy Nguyen, and a mutual friend of ours, Nick Scurfield, approached me and they was like, hey, we're working on this burger concept and we'd like for you to be a part of it. I was like, well, let me taste the burger. And I taste the burger. And when I taste the burger the first time, the burger was probably maybe an 8.9, like a really, really good burger. And I asked them, I was like, can this burger get any better than this? Because this is really good. And they were like, yeah, we think we can do a little R&D on it, bring it back and really hit it. And when I tried it the next time, man, it was maybe a 9.7, bro. Like it had literally,
wow.
It was not only the best burger I had had before, it was also one of the most satisfying experiences. Right?
Wow.
It's this burger.
Yeah, oh, wait, time out, bud.
You're moving too fast.
Wow.
You're moving too fast, man.
Wow.
All right, so I remember a long time ago, I remember I was here with Hove. This was actually around the time we recorded Big Pimpin'. And Hove was like, I want to take you to the spot tonight for dinner where the fish tastes like mac and cheese. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, it tastes like mac and cheese. I said, so it's like a fish that's prepared with cheese and pasta. He's like, no. He said, you know that feeling you get when you eat really good mac and cheese? Which is a very singular feeling, right? I'm like, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Like, that's how satisfying the experience is. And so when I ate this burger, I'm like, not only is this a good burger, this is a good eating, this is a good dining experience, right? Like,
right. This
is very easy for people to eat. My burger is only a quarter pound. It's got two patties. So, it's not like a very big 5 ounce, 6 ounce patty. It's very easy to eat. It's a very comfortable meal. You can eat a whole Trill burger and fries. You don't feel stuffed. You don't feel slowed down.
You're not overeating.
No. It's the perfect amount of food for you, and it's the perfect burger.
So does this include cheese, lettuce, tomato, or is just...
No. See, here's the reality. When you go and get a burger and you got lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, mayo, all of this type of stuff, it's really the fact that they're hiding the patty doesn't have a lot of flavor.
Mm.
That's the reality. So all of this window dressing is designed to take away from the fact that the patty doesn't really carry a lot of flavor, and you need to add flavor to the burger for it to be an enjoyable experience. My burger doesn't need all of that. The star of my burger is the patty. So no matter where you
patty.
Go,
wait. Tom Bun, hang on, man. I've known you for a long time, and I'm sitting here watching you talk, break down a burger like you breaking down rap bars, like you breaking down music, like to a science right now.
I'm on promo.
Yeah, well, he's on his album promo right here.
No, I get it, but are y'all looking at Uncle Bun's face? Like,
he's very serious.
There's no games. Like, he is shooting from the hip. The gun is loaded, and we talking about these burgers, man.
But hold on.
Tunnel vision right now.
But by the way, we should have seen this coming because his name is Bun, and now he's making burgers. But
facts.
The brand is perfect. And, Bun, I got to ask you because I'm a burger guy. So you were saying about the flavor of the burger.
Yes.
And I'm going to taste one tomorrow at Rock the Bells. I just want you to know, Syph and I are going to be there doing one app. We're going to taste these burgers. I can't wait.
Dope.
You're telling me nothing on it? It's just straight up the burger and the bun?
No, no, not at all. But what I'm saying is, whenever you take a bite into my burger, no matter what part of a burger you bite into, the dominating flavor will be the patty.
Mm.
And it should be. It's a hamburger. It shouldn't be about the bread. It shouldn't be about the lettuce and all this. It should be about the patty. And at the end of the day, you can strip any burger down in America to their patty, put it up against my patty, and it's not even a competition.
Now, what type of buns are y'all using, bun?
Martin potato.
What type of buns are the bun?
Martin potato roll for now. And the reason we chose that is because our burger is a smash burger. So typically a smash burger has a more crispy texture to it, right?
Mm.
And so we wanted to offset the crispiness of the patty with the softness of the bun. This is about an experience. It's not just a burger, bro.
The juxtaposition of the two is what you're telling me.
Yeah, so just like some albums are just easy to listen to and some albums can change people's lives, my burger is that album. This is the Cuban Links burger.
Let's
yo, yo. Now, Bun, I got to ask you, you're also curating this first ever hip hop food court.
Yes.
At Rock the Bells tomorrow. Juices for Life are going to be there. Wu-Tang's got stuff there. Nas and Sweet Chick are there. What can you tell us about it?
All right. So me designing this Trail Mills food court is basically about bringing people along for the ride that we're on right now. It's so satisfying for us as Trail Burgers to be out here amongst the people, bringing the food all across this country and meeting people where they are. And so when I saw the Rock the Bells Festival was happening, the first thing I did was ask, could I bring my burgers? And as soon as they said, yeah, I was like, cool. When I hung up the phone, I was like, wait, what else would I want to eat? Like, while I'm out there, I'm like, yo, what if I could get Mia X to bring her gumbo? And I was like, well, what if I get Styles to bring the juice? And so I approached them with the idea of like, yo, I'd like to maybe try to curate a food court. Solely designed to give sight to brands owned by hip hop artists. Obviously, Rock the Bells is very, you know, artist centric, so they went for it. And we both started trying to reach out to other people. I had no idea that Ghostface was doing a coffee company. I had heard some things about it, but I didn't know that the concept was fleshed out, was fully fleshed out. 40, Goon with the Spoon, if you know anything about 40, he's big in
shout
food.
To 40, yeah, big I, food.
I definitely wanted 40 to be there. And then Nas and Sweet Chick was a no-brainer because one of the co-founders of Sweet Chick, John Seymour, is a good friend of mine. So it was real easy for us to reach out and get people. One of the main people I wanted was Trick Daddy because Trick Daddy's Sundays is killing it. Like he's really, really putting his stamp on the culinary industry with his brand. And I really wanted to bring his style of cooking up to New York. And we just couldn't coordinate it. But there's going to be more variations of this food court because there's a lot of people in hip hop that actually own and operate food service and food companies.
Mm. Yo, Bun B, Trill Burgers. Now, you had a pop-up in New York. You're going to be at Rock the Bells. If I'm not at Rock the Bells and I want Trill Burgers, what do I got to do to get one?
Right now, you got to wait, honestly. It really depends on where you are. Now, if you're in Los Angeles, we own a Bored Ape NFT restaurant called Bored and Hungry. And the burger there is a Trill Burger. There's a beef burger and a vegan burger. The beef burger at the Bored and Hungry restaurant located in Long Beach is a Trill Burger. Same chef, recipe, same design, same build out for the burger. So you can go there if you're in Los Angeles today. Or any day, it's fully operational. And just because it's an NFT restaurant, you don't have to know anything about crypto. You don't have to know anything about NFTs. You don't have to pay in crypto. You can pay with regular money, cash, or credit card and get you a burger. But until then, we still don't have our brick and mortar set up because commercial real estate is crazy. And it's almost impossible to find a restaurant with a drive-through that nobody's using. So it takes a long, and we have to have a drive-thru for the kind of energy that we have on this brand. We cannot open and operate the first Trill Burgers without there being at least two different ways for people to come in and access the food. It would just overwhelm the front of house.
Bun, is your vegan burger a Trill Burger also, or no? It's just another option.
No. I mean, we have three burgers. We have the regular oat, we have the onion, and then we have the vegan burger. And the vegan burger was essential because one, you don't want to leave that money on the table. There's a large growing demographic of people who are practicing vegetarian and vegan lifestyles. But then the other thing is everybody that eats a vegan burger isn't necessarily vegan. Some people just get off the beat for a couple of days. For you know, like Drama came to the pop up. We did a pop up with Purple, the denim company in Atlanta, and Drama came through. And I was like, "What do you want to be for the vegan?" He was like, "Well, he's like, I'm working out right now. I'm getting ready to go on tour because he's the DJ I think for the Logic and Wiz Khalifa tour." He was like, "I'm getting ready to go on tour, so I'm not really trying to eat beef right now. Can I get the vegan?" See, and the key word is right now. It doesn't mean that he won't eat beef primarily, but right now he wants a Trill burger, but he doesn't want a beef burger because it's not going to be conducive to what he needs to do.
Right.
And so the vegan burger has to be an option for people. I eat the burger, vegan burger every now and then and don't realize I'm eating a vegan burger. That's how crazy it is.
I like this type of talk. You know, that vegan talk. Love that.
Give me a
turkey burger in there too, man, if you can, man.
It's just a different sourcing for turkey products than it is beef and vegan. Beef and vegan products are very easy to source. Many more restaurants are incorporating beef and vegan items on their menu, so it's much more easier to source than turkey. Turkey as a burger is still somewhat of a niche, but I guarantee you, Ebro, you eat this vegan burger, you won't need it.
Oh, I'm on it. As soon as I track you down, I'm on it.
First of all, you're going to be like, this is the best vegan burger I've ever had. That's the first thing you're going to see. Second thing you're going to say is like, fuck vegan, this is probably one of the best burgers I ever had.
Burgers. Facts.
Right?
We're ready.
And the third thing you're going to say is, you know what? If I could get this every day, I wouldn't need a turkey. I'm good with this. Because typically the reason you go to turkey over vegan is because it holds flavor better.
Yeah, I don't even go to turkey over vegan. I usually go. I haven't eaten beef since the 90s.
So I'm saying that typically eats burger over a vegan, it's because turkey is the whole seasoning better. We have figured out exactly how to make a vegan burger taste like a beef burger, but most importantly, feel like a beef burger. So in the same way that you get the crispy texture from a beef patty, we figured out how to get that same crispy texture out of a beef. The experience is indecipherable. You eat a beef, you eat a vegan, it's the same.
Indecipherable. You hear that?
No, you heard indecipherable.
Indecipherable.
He said indecipherable. Look at him. This is Trill Burger's own Bun B.
That's right.
I can't front. I'm here right now. I know I got the best product. I'm holding my nuts like I did when I put out Rotten Dirty. I knew we had
Right. I could tell. You got the swag right now. I could sense it.
I'm in my bag right now, as the young kids say. I'm in my bag right now.
Well, I'm going to see you tomorrow at Rock the Bells. You're going to be there, right, Bun?
Yes, I'll be on site. As many times as I can, I like to be on site with the burger. Pretty much every pop-up we've done, I've been on site. I like to actually hand people their food. I want it to be an immersive experience. Because realistically, tomorrow at Rock the Bells, 95% of those people are going to come to Trill Burger because it's my burger, right? How crazy would it be that the day you go to get a Trill Burger, Bun B is actually there, you get your burger from Trill Burger from Bun B? Like, that just makes the whole experience.
Brings the whole experience. You know what I mean?
I know I got a badass burger, and I actually want to see your reaction when you eat my burger. Like, I want
to. Rosenberg, where's Rock the Bells tomorrow?
Forest Hill Stadium.
Ooh, Queens. It's going down. Who's on the set? Who's performing?
Everybody. LL, Ice everybody. Cube. Scarface, it's an endless
set. Onyx, Busta,
Lil Kim, Remy and Remy and Busta. Remy and Busta. Fat Joe.
Oh, it's gonna be a great time out there.
Yeah.
Bun B, thank you, man. Thank you for joining the program on such short notice. Trill Burgers is at Rock the Bells, and Uncle Bun, we're gonna strike a deal with him so that when he has time to come through New York City, we can have a New York City pop-up for Trill Burgers maybe some weekends.
Let's do it. I mean, look, New York is the first pop-up after I won Best Burger in America. You guys should feel very proud.
See? Only Thanks, Bun.
Only for you.
Thanks, Bun. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank y'all.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.